Daily Drive is brought to you by Outsell, your brand on AI. Supercharge your database. Bring more value and grow a loyal customer base through predictive marketing. Learn more at outsell.com.
I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive for Friday, January 8th. If you think it's difficult running a car company or a dealership during the last 10 months, try operating a museum when you can't open the doors. And not just any museum, but the historic Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, a symbol of California car culture with global appeal since 1994. The Peterson means cars, period. It houses incredible automotive works of art from around the globe. Located on Wilshire Boulevard along Museum Row and the Miracle Mile, it's one of the world's largest automotive museums. A nonprofit organization, it specializes in automobile history and related educational programs. It has over 100 vehicles on display in its 25 galleries. The remaining half is kept in a vault on the building's basement level. There are vehicles dating back to 1886. There's a 53 Nash Healey, a 62 Shelby Cobra, Lightning McQueen from Disney's Pixar Cars and Cars 2, a 1956 Jaguar XKSS, formerly owned by Steve McQueen, a 1992 Batmobile from Batman Returns, and Tom Selleck's Ferrari 308 GTS Targa. Elvis's cars are there, as is the DeLorean time machine from Back to the Future. It's a car heaven. But how do you operate in COVID? Or in the case of the Peterson, how do you thrive? To tell the story about the Peterson transition and what will happen when the doors finally open, we've reached Peterson Museum COO Michael Bedell in Los Angeles. Well, Michael, it's a pleasure to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. I can imagine during good times, museums, of course, have always been the focal point of any car crazy culture. What is it like to operate a museum in a pandemic? And I know you've been doing it for a while now, so you've developed some expertise.
It's challenging. I feel like that, you know, we're not alone in that. I feel like, you know, everybody's got a challenging time. So, challenging is probably the best word, but, you know, it's also a very unique challenge in that I think, you know, we have taken the creative route to try to find solutions to, continue to fulfill our mission and, you know, bring people together around car culture. So I would say that, you know, the silver lining has really been, you know, the challenge has inspired a tremendous amount of creativity.
Give us a little bit of background. Take us back to the spring. Were you closed and for how long?
Yeah, so we've been closed since mid-March. From that initial closure, I would say that there were a lot of mixed messages that we were getting from, you know, the county level to the state level. Of when we would reopen. So we were very hopeful, in the beginning, and then, you know, summer rolled around, we were still closed. And at that point it was really, okay, you know, we really just need to plan on being closed until somebody gives us the green light. But back in March, you know, pretty much on day one of closure, we began to launch, you know, virtual programs and virtual tours, so that we could continue to share the collection and share our education programs, not only with our traditional community of Los Angeles, but, you know, globally through, our YouTube channel and through our kind of audience network.
Were you ready for that, Michael? You say that you began sharing digital content, but you sort of must have been somewhat or had some assets that you could turn to.
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, we're very blessed to have a very wonderful staff who is, they're entrepreneurial and they are fluid with the situation, you know, and I think understanding of the situation. So everybody pivoted really quickly. We have basic equipment, you know, for us to kind of capture content on site. And, you know, all of that, I don't want to say rudimentary equipment, but all of that equipment was essentially just repurposed for this. And we made do. I would say that we initially were not ready. I feel like, you know, from a production side, we've come a long way, you know, in the 9 months that we've been publishing content. But it was enough to get the message across. You know, we were able to deliver really good information. And, you know, we improved, you know, with every shoot that we did. So now we're getting even better now.
How many people did you welcome through your doors every year?
About 400,000. And I think that's been the most interesting, you know, metric is, you know, that 400,000, you know, has turned into, you know, tens of millions viewing our content. And we've exposed, you know, an audience, you know, much further than our typical reach. Our 80% of our traffic comes within about 40 miles of the museum. And so, you know, all of this happening has really kind of showed us that the audience that we have, you know, extends far beyond our regular audience.
We'll hear more from Peterson Museum COO, Michael Bedell, after this.
Outsell, your data-fueled, brain-powered brand on AI. Like a moon landing, technology takes us places we couldn't before imagine. And now, mind-reading technology for car dealers. That's Outsell. And it's one giant step into the future. Outsell harnesses the immense power of artificial intelligence, enabling you to have a continuous relationship with thousands of customers throughout the customer journey. In plain speak, Outsell is the first automated lifecycle marketing platform driven by AI. Outsell automatically builds and maintains a relationship with your customers using the most effective channels. When they need you, you're there, with information, an offer, the solution. Customers demand value. Outsell creates the kind of value prized by your best customers. A relationship that demonstrates your loyalty to them. Loyalty that creates retention. For hundreds of dealerships across the country, Outsell has replaced antiquated marketing efforts with AI-powered predictive marketing. Dealerships aren't adding another expense, they're eliminating what isn't working and replacing it with a superpower. It's time to talk with Outsell about automated lifecycle marketing platform driven by AI and how it will find, create, and nurture your current and future customers. It's time to outsell everyone. Learn more at outsell.com.
Did you look to others as inspiration for how to transition the museum?
Not really, no. I mean, I think, you know, more or less we were looking at businesses. You know, museums are, you know, very calculated, you know, operations. They typically go, you know, I'm not trying to talk down or anything in museums, but, you know, museums typically operate on a much more conservative basis. And, you know, they kind of watch the climate and adapt. You know, we had been reading about everything that had been going on in the world, you know, starting back in February. And obviously it escalated very quickly between February and March. And businesses were doing a really good job with, you know, pivoting their content to digital. And so, you know, that was really where we got our inspiration from. So I feel like we were able to kind of rock it out of the gate from taking inspiration outside of museums.
And I can imagine that much of your collection has shifted in and out over the years. Are you still taking in museum pieces that you're now showing digitally?
Yeah. So this last year, we got about 40 donations of vehicles. And typically, you know, end of year is when we get a lot of our donations. So this 21, we got 22 new pledges of cars. So, you know, basically between November and this month, we've gotten just over 60 vehicles.
So clearly the world is still saying, I want my vehicle at the Peterson Museum.
Yeah, that's right. I think the joy of donating a car to us is that, you know, most collectors are so passionate about their individual car and it'll go to a show, they'll enjoy it. But once it comes to the Peterson, you know, we share it with the world. So, you know, every collector has that point where they're ready to, you know, pass it on and have, you know, a community enjoy it. And we hopefully are that spot.
You have so many other programs that you're doing. You have educational programs for students, virtual vault tours, spotlight videos. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, education is, you know, really at our core. You know, our mission is to preserve and present, and the presentation side is, you know, really the education side where we use our collection and our education staff to, you know, share how cars really, you know, innovate a lot of the areas of, you know, vocation. And so that starts from an early age. And typically we bus in 25,000 students, 10,000 we pay for, which are Title I students here, which are, you know, low-income students. And because, you know, schools are not having tours anymore, and, you know, school buses aren't running, you know, we needed to quickly bring those into a virtual realm. So we've been working with LAUSD, other school districts. We've been working with our kind of teacher network because we've been open for 25 years now. We have a really good connection to teachers around Southern California. And just looking for opportunities to, you know, again, continue to share that STEAM-based programming with them. The other tours, I would say, are still educational, but more entertainment educational. And you know, the vault tours, you know, again, using our collection to talk through, you know, history. And then also, you know, something that's relatively new is we've been going to collectors. You know, we have a very great relationship with some of the top collectors in the world and asking them to, you know, open their doors to their collection. So instead of sharing the same content around our collection, we're able to, you know, extend the reach, you know, share new content and share a different perspective as well.
You're borderless to many, to a great extent, correct?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what went into being named Museum of the Year as well. That had to be a prestigious honor given these times.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't think you're going to win an award when you're closed, right?
Right.
But, you know, this is our second year being named Museum of the Year by the Historic Motoring Awards. And I really contribute that to our activities and our collection. You know, our collection really doesn't have a real theme, which makes us really unique. We have an extremely diverse collection. We can tell the story of the automobile thematically, chronologically, by region. And then our activities also reflect that, you know, when we were open, we were hosting upwards of 100 different events for the community, both at the museum and outside at other venues. And, you know, since the closure, we've continued a lot of those events online. We did all of Monterey Car Week online. We have our cruise-ins, which have now become global cruise-ins because they're virtual. I think the activity and just keeping car culture alive by any means necessary is how we were able to earn the title, you know, during the closure.
What will you do when the doors are able to open again? I mean, will you maintain this? I've got to believe, like the rest of the industry, you'll maintain the digital pathway that you've pursued.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, the museum's got the best deal, right? Because we've doubled the capacity of what we're doing and it will maintain. I think there's definitely no going back. I think this was definitely a great, you know, boot in the backside to open up our eyes to the possibilities of, you know, digital. And I would actually say that, you know, in the future, you know, the digital opportunities far extend our reach beyond what the museum's capable of. So this has been a great opportunity for us to learn, and you know, it's a great opportunity moving forward.
Keeping California car culture and global car culture intact, one click at a time, right, Michael?
That's exactly right.
Thank you so much for being on Daily Drive.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
We reached Peterson Museum COO Michael Bedell in Los Angeles. And that's Daily Drive for Friday, January 8th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of more than 200 stories, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Monday with a special CES week.